Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord. And we use the word in the Lord. And so what does that mean when we rejoice in the Lord? We are rejoicing in what he says. We are rejoicing in what God says. Because John tells us in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is God, and the Word was God. So God is the Word. So when we find that Word, apply it into our spirit, then we can rejoice. Mm-hmm. Then it's time to shout. Mm-hmm. Because I can surely say, without a shadow of doubt, that God has spoken to me by the what? The Word. Mm-hmm. How God speak to you? By the Word. Okay, mm-hmm. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
In John chapter 4, verse 24, tells us God is spirit.
Yeah.
And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So God is spirit. We are living a spiritual life, and those who worship him, us, must worship him in spirit and truth. And that's a lesson that Moses learned in Exodus chapter 33, where we were yesterday. He was looking for a natural man. Mm-hmm. He was looking to reason it out carnally, how they were going to get to the next stage of the journey, how they were going to get into the promised land. And the Lord had to talk with him, and he said, look, my presence, in Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here.
Yeah.
For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. So the Spirit of God causes a distinction upon us, of the people of God. When we allow our spirit man to be filled with the Spirit of God, a distinction comes upon us, where we are no longer fully consumed, totally consumed with the natural man and the carnal man. There is another factor, a greater factor that is leading us, a greater force that is driving us, and that is the Spirit of God. God is spirit. We are spirit. We are temporarily housed in the natural human body. We have a carnal mind to be able to manage the things of the world, to be able to reason and such, to be able to think, to be able to experience life here in the earth. But the spiritual man, that is the part of us that always was and always will be the spirit man, and that is our connection point with God. So when we worshiping God, we can't worship him from the natural man. We can't worship him from emotion. We can't worship him from carnality. We can't worship him from our feelings. We can't worship him from what we think. We have to worship him by the Spirit. The Spirit is his continual abiding, his continual presence within us.
So go back and look now at Romans 8, verse 16. Romans 8 and verse 16 tells us, you and I cannot live the Christian life in the flesh. It is an impossible. Mm-hmm. We're doing this teaching at our church, and I want to just pause here. If you do not have a home church where you go and on a regular basis to hear the word of God, I will invite you, Pastor Diana, myself, will invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We, our church begins or at 10 o'clock every Sunday. And we are on this great teaching, this great subject, that we have revelation given to us by the Lord to explain how to live out the Christian life in this earth realm. Mm-hmm. So we're teaching this in depth in our church. So we'll invite you to join us there also. So look at Romans chapter 8, Diane, and verse 16.
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
Yeah, right there. It's so much to unpack there. Mm-hmm. How do I know that I am a children of God? How do I know that I have sonship? How do I know? No feeling. That I have sonship, Diane. Mm-hmm. God himself. Mm-hmm. Because the Spirit of God is who? God himself. No feeling. God himself has to what? Connect with the Spirit that he placed within me. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, look back at Job right there. Oh, this is so good now. You know? We look at what? Job 33, right? Mm-hmm. Job 33. Let's go to Job 33.
Job 33, verse 4. The Spirit of God has made me.
Right.
And the breath of the Almighty gives me life.
And then look now at Job 32 and verse there. So, so to connect this scripture.
But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding.
There's a what?
A spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding.
So, and in Romans, now, yes. We see how it's connected. Mm-hmm. In Romans 8, verse 16 says, that's the Spirit of God himself has to connect with that spirit that is in man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who's teaching this? Paul.
Yes.
And he has the revelation because he lived by the natural man. He lived by the carnal man. And now he is operating in the spirit, and he's seeing how the spiritual man is a separate entity than this natural man and the carnal man. That in verse 6 of Romans chapter 8, he says, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. He knows this because he experienced this. He lived this. He knows that to the natural man that the things of God are foolishness because he lived this. When he was operating in the natural man, everything about Christ was foolishness to him. He was out persecuting Christians, followers of the way, because it was total foolishness to him. He had no understanding of who Christ was.
Look at verse 7. Because the carnal mind, which all of us have, all of us has that, the carnal mind. Mm-hmm. And what it is? It is enmity against God.
For it is not subject to the law of God. Nor indeed can be.
Come on.
So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
So let's wake up here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wake up. There's absolutely no way, 100%, that you can ever connect to God in carnality, in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Then verse 9 goes on to say, but you are not in the flesh but in the spirit.
That's it.
If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not His.
So this, if you don't connect back to our theme, that's why we're inviting you to come and let's study together the word of God. You cannot reach your full potential or live out the Christian life unless the spirit that God put inside of you connect to him.
And how it says it, because you could take it as, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. We could take it as isolation or segregation. But think about it. If in Job chapter 32, verse 8, it says, but there is a spirit in man. So who created us? God created us. He put a spirit within us. The breath of the Almighty gives us understanding. The breath of the Almighty gives us life.
Yes.
Because when we don't have the breath, we do not have life.
Come on.
So it would be impossible
for
us to even be on this earth if we did not have the spirit of man within us. So there's a place within us. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his.
Yeah.
So there's it doesn't even make sense, because you can't be here. You can't be in the earth realm without having the Spirit of man. That's a component. So it's one of those things. Just say, think about it. If you don't have a place for the Spirit of God to dwell, then you're not fully made. So you can't be in the earth. So when he's given us the spirit of man, he's given us the place within us to be filled with the Spirit of God. So it doesn't make it would be like saying, a child exists but doesn't have parents. It's not possible. A child can't exist without having parents who brought their physical body here, delivered their physical body into the earth. So with us being here, that's a testament that nobody is too far gone. We were all created with the spirit of man to be filled with the spirit of God. So what are we doing with that space?
Yeah.
Because when we're filling that space with other things, we're bringing destruction onto our own life, and we're not going to experience the fullness, the peace, the joy, the purpose, the intentions, the fruits of the spirit, the things of Christ, because we're putting a bunch of garbage in that place in the spirit of man. Then we're walking around with the vagabond spirit, trying to fill something more with junk that needs truly the spirit of God.
And you look to prove our point as we leave this morning is from Proverbs chapter 20, Proverbs chapter 20, 27.
The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart.
So you could continue to preach that this morning. It's impossible for you to live here without the spirit of man, which God placed in us so he can connect with us and guide us and lead us. How does God lead me and you? Through that spirit that he placed in us before we come into this hurt realm. Mm-hmm. So we all have the spirit to connect with God.
Mm-hmm. So we must allow that place to be filled the spirit of God. How do we do that? By knowing his word, building relationship. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.